Dear human beings, all of you, Mr. Vice President, dear population of the Marshall Islands, dear authorities of the Marshall Islands, including the highest, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, greetings of universal care. At the nucleus of our world, the conscience of humanity, how we individually and collectively relate to others and to ourselves, to our planet, how we understand and restore from the past to assure that the present and the future are better in and with dignity. The situation in the Marshall Islands can be, through human rights and due consideration, a beacon of hope, for humanity, for the islands, and for all those directly and indirectly affected by the nuclear age, all of us. We do not dare consider what the situation would be without due attention. As shown by our contribution to the report, civil society has always been incremental, building awareness and resistance to nuclear practices and atrocities, with as a side effect to reinforce democracy, civic participation, non-militarization, transparency, and accountability. Our report also shows in annex that presently 44 states on the planet have major nuclear activities, uranium mining, electric power plants, or military weapons. These states have an increased responsibility towards populations and victims, for the future of humanity, and towards achieving a non-killing world. Thank you, Mr. President.